Listen to Duhheads, baby.
I've never felt so alive in my life.
My name is Cole Black. When you see me, oh my.
In this studio, looking at a guy out here, yeah. Hollering my name.
Go ahead, baby. Let's go.
You want to stop me? I spent more money on spilling.
You're going to have to fucking kill me.
Yeah, this song goes so hot it makes me wanna be back.
Go follow Izzy and Griffin on Spotify or wherever you get your music. Together, we can be black.
Hey.
For 38 episodes, we didn't have a soundboard, and we didn't have quality recordings, and one of us shakes the microphone a lot, and it's loud, and it isn't me, and one of us almost died, and then they came back to life. Much like another famous prophet. And now, the new and improved Duhheads, we have a soundboard.
All day, nigga.
And we're fucking coming. Yeah.
Listen to Duhheads, baby.
I've never felt so alive in my life.
My name is Cole Black. When you see me, oh my.
In this studio, looking at a guy out here,
yeah.
Hollering my name.
It's me, Jackie.
When last
you
year,
stop
I
me.
Spent more money.
What is up, baby, and welcome to Duhheads. How did you like the epic new intro?
All day, nigga.
I love everything that's happening right now.
Yeah, dude, we have the new mixer, the new samples.
All day, nigga.
And we can say whatever we want as long as it's appropriate for the YouTube.
Well, we say whatever we want on the Patreon.
That's right. And we have samples. We have a Patreon, patreon.com/duhheads.
If you want to check out the uncensored version of us.
All day, nigga.
If you want to listen to our videos a day before they get removed from YouTube,
yeah,
go there.
YouTube is already censoring us, so we might be heading over to Rumble.
I heard that's where all the cool kids are.
That's where all the cool kids are, dude.
Can we get on Twitter?
What?
Can't we be on Twitter since Elon owns it now?
We are.
am I booming out?
You're booming out, dude.
Shit.
You're booming out so hard.
Shit, I don't know how any of that thing works.
So the first 38 episodes, we had terrible audio quality. You were shaking the mic like a leaf on a tree.
Oh, get ready. It's still happening, dude.
It's still happening. And we got sound drops now.
Hell yeah.
It's my girl Ice. No, it's loop. It's on loop. Okay, see?
Turn it on.
I found it out. So today, what are we talking about, baby?
One of the shows that was shown to me by my best friends, and then I had to show to you. Kenny versus Spenny.
If you don't know,
one of the best things Canada's ever made.
Probably the greatest.
Actually, yeah, pretty easily.
Hands down. Last time he said it was.
It was like them and syrup.
Yeah, syrup is gay.
it's bad, for dude. As good as it is, we don't use it that much. We use it like on two breakfast items. Get the fuck out.
Get the fuck out of here. Yeah, Kenny versus Spenny was a show. It was on Canadian broadcasting. You know, it was like a state like funded show.
Yeah, I didn't know that until like way later. I don't even know how Day Day showed me this. Like pre. It being on YouTube.
It was on Comedy Central.
That's how.
Yeah, it was on Comedy Central. So it's by Kenny Hotz and Spencer Rice. If we sound a little like we're thinking today, it's because we have in-ear monitors in.
Yeah.
And we're actually listening to the audio quality as we go because I was sick of hearing certain things on the microphone.
All day, nigga.
Yeah, so... But, yeah, so it was... Yeah, Kenny Hotz, Spencer Rice, and it's hard to talk.
Spencer Rice. What a gay name.
Oh, no.
He's racist.
So, wait, hang on. Let's explain what the show
is.
So, the show, basically, they were best friends, and they would do competitions against each other. And they would... Yeah,
so they would live in a house together.
They lived in a house together, okay. And they would do challenges against each other. So things like who could eat the most meat,
oh,
who can. There was one like who can leave an octopus on their head the longest.
Which sounds pretty stupid, but then when you watch it and figure out that one of the dudes is being trolled the whole time.
Yeah, so...
It's so good.
So the premise of the show is, like, you know, obviously, like I said, their challenges, like weight loss, weight gain, etc. But also, Kenny was a bit of a troll, and he would...
A little bit.
He would basically cheat every episode in an elaborate way, usually, and he would almost win every single time, to the point that it drove Spencer into, like, legit mental illness.
And it's cool. You can see, like, enough of the behind the scenes. You can get why, like, oh, Kenny owns the show, and he's doing this because he's paying Spencer, so Spencer has to put up with this.
So...
This is cool.
Yeah, they... Yeah, he... So, well, they wrote the show together originally, and they were actually writers.
I feel like Kenny was doing most of the heavy lifting.
Yeah, Spencer turns out to be a dumbass, and he's a fucking retard. Yeah,
he's a lot dumber than he sounds or looks.
Yeah, he... So, when you start watching the show, typically what happens is you sympathize with Spencer, and you're like... Because Kenny's kind of the heel. He's kind of the bad guy.
Yeah.
And the more you watch it, the more you start to hate Spencer Rice.
Yeah, and you're like, I get this Kenny guy.
Yeah.
I like what he's doing.
So the challenges are always really ridiculous, and they're really funny. Trey Parker and Matt Stone from South Park were the ones that ended up, like, trying to bring it to America. And they were, like, trying to write the show more and, like, have it keep going, and then it kind of, like, died out.
How... If they couldn't keep the show alive, nothing could, dude. South Park is still going, like, strong today.
Well, I think it ended because Spencer Rice legit was, like, he ended up being, like, a neurotic, crazy person.
He seems like one the whole...
You know what's funny? This is how neurotic he is. He'll probably catch wind of this.
Good.
And and there's a chance that he'll, like, be like, they're besmirching my name! If you haven't watched the show, I feel like a lot of the people who listen to the show probably have.
If not, you got, like, 30 episodes of gold to
watch. There's six seasons. But yeah, so they started off writing together, and they ended up with this show. So we're going to break down the episodes of this show and just sort of talk about it. Yeah.
Yeah. I've always thought that, like, Kenny was the main writer on it because he's obviously smarter than Spenny.
Yeah. And the funniest thing about the show is that when it ended, they both had a good amount of money because of how it was syndicated in Canada and everything else. You know, it was like they made, like, decent money. And I think what ended up happening, Spenny spent all the money he saved up on it trying to make a movie.
Oh, I was like, on what?
He spent like over $100,000 trying to make a movie. Kenny Hotz ended up buying like a luxury apartment complex for like really cheap and being like a multimillionaire landlord.
That's what a good Jonah does, dude.
Yeah,
make that money.
They are also very Jonah'd out. We're not going to say the real word.
Bitch, better have my money.
All day, nigga.
That's actually the same song, baby. I think. I pressed two of them at once.
All day, nigga. All day, nigga.
I'm the Joker, baby.
Not that one. But, yeah, so let's fucking get into it. Is there any more backstory we should really go over with it?
No, they're two Canadians. One sucks.
It's like a really easy premise. It's just like,
it's one of those shows you can see episode one.
And you get
it. You can see the bright eyes. And then Spenny's eyes just dull
out.
Nope.
In episode one, Spenny has a meltdown and has someone try to fight Kenny.
So here might be the problem. I've watched it on YouTube for the most part.
Yeah.
So I've probably watched episodes out of order. So what is the first episode?
So the pilot is who can gain the most weight.
Oh,
and they film it. They film it in Los Angeles, remember? And I can't remember exactly, but like they're just eating a ton of food. Kenny ends up just eating a fuck ton of terrible food.
Spenny like work out?
Yeah, Spenny starts going to the gym and trying to gain muscle. Yes. And then he ends up going on a date with like a beautiful blonde chick, like a beautiful Los Angeles bombshell, and he eats a bunch of like turkey before he goes on a date with her and gets sick and throws up at the table.
Oh my god.
But
that was I remember this now. So like in the beginning of the episode, like Spencer's like, this is gonna be the way to do it. I cooked a whole turkey. I'm gonna just slowly eat at a turkey all day.
Yeah.
Spencer's just like piling food down his
Kenny
mouth.
Kenny is shoving food in his face.
God damn it. Wasn't that long of a story.
Yeah, so Kenny just eats a ton of food. Spenny's fucking, yeah, working out. And
he just starts boxing,
he's exercising. Right? Well, yeah, I don't know. I can't remember exactly. He's trying to gain muscle, and then what ends up happening is there's like a dog in the house, and then Spenny... Oh, yeah, this is so terrible.
They eat the dog?
No, no. Oh, Mr. Rice. Mr. Rice on the road.
A
dog. A pie. That was exactly at 10 minutes, too, so we could say whatever we want now. So there's a dog in the house, and the dog ends up, like, getting out of the house or some shit. This was in, I don't know.
Sounds like Spenny's dog.
Yeah, I don't remember. I remember watching like them rewatch the show and them saying like Spenny kicked the dog or something.
Spenny kicked the dog? God.
Something crazy. But
man.
No, so Spencer brings back like the guy that's teaching him how to lift weights, and he like threatens Kenny, and then he says he's like going to beat him up. That like happens. Yeah, and then like it's like crazy because Kenny like steals his like mini fridge or something. He has a little fridge with like a lock on it. He has a mini fridge full of food, right? And he unlocks it. He like finds a way to fucking unlock it, and he takes the mini fridge.
You can literally pick up a mini fridge.
Yeah, that's what he does. He takes the chain off of the thing. Yeah, that episode is basically what
that
got
kind
them
of encompasses
signed,
like a lot of the show. Like Spenny, you find out, is really fucking stupid. Like, oh, I'm gonna lock my mini fridge, even though you can literally pick it up and move it to another room.
Yeah, he's genuinely an idiot. So then the first episode of season one is Who Can Lose the Most Weight. And this also has the winner. So it has the winner, and then it has the humiliation. Oh, yeah, we forgot to mention.
That's
there's
right.
A humiliation at the end of each episode. That's the consequence for losing.
It's usually the worst part of the show, to be honest.
It's yeah.
Like, oh, I lost, so I have to wear an adult diaper in public for an hour.
Some of them are disgusting, though. Some of them are disgusting. Fucking feces. The humiliation for this one was Spenny had to reveal the ending of the film Unbreakable to people waiting in line to buy tickets. That's pretty bad.
That is pretty good.
To spoil a fucking movie at the fucking matinee.
Dude, if you go
it's like if you're at the fucking Avengers Endgame and you're like, dude, Thanos fucking dies.
You want to know how? You want to fucking know how? It's not going
to
be.
Yeah,
in
that's
the
what
beginning
he has to do. So season one, good. Episode one is Who Can Lose the Most Weight. And it explains how. This makes our job super easy. We just have to read for an episode.
Just read off this website. Yeah. And there you go, podcast.
So Kenny cheated. He lost 17 pounds. That's so much weight.
How do you cheat losing weight? I don't remember.
Oh, no, because he puts a bunch of metal in his hair. Remember? He takes the wire and puts it in his Jufro.
Kenny versus Spency, this might not come up in the show notes, but they keep going to this doctor in Toronto.
What's his name? Dr. Goldman?
Super Chinese.
Yeah, the Chinese guy. Dr. Goldman, I think, is his
dude,
name.
Dude, it rules.
Yeah, and they always get like these weird herbal fucking pills.
Like, oh,
shit.
Yeah, you rub this on your balls for 2 weeks, and then you get rock hard for 4 weeks.
Yeah.
Nice.
So I guess he also drank laxatives to remove body fluids. Yeah, and he also he injected constipation medication in Spenny's food. So Spenny, yeah, I forgot. Spencer gets like super. He gets super constipated. He injects into his bananas. I remember,
dude. That like might be kind of dangerous. That rules.
Then there's the next one is who can stay awake the longest. Who do you think won?
And it was Kenny.
Kenny wins. This is the one where he puts the thing, if his head nods, it beeps super loud
that.
In his fucking
ear. He has his thing
ear.
On his ear, and he leans over and
it beeps super fucking loud.
And a lot of times in these shows, Spenny freaks the fuck out because of whatever idea Kenny came up with to, like, negate, like, not falling asleep or something. And he's like, I'm not fucking cheating.
Yeah, he loses his fucking shit all the time.
And it's always genuine. You can tell it's not.
That's what you would do if you were doing this show. Start. If we were doing a fucking show like that and I cheated, you would spaz, dude.
No, I'm too easy to troll. It would suck. I would turn into Spenny.
Yeah, you would lose your mind.
You're like, you know what? I'm just going to write blues music by myself.
Yeah, and he ended up being a blues musician. Just terrible gay music. Loser. Fucking... All right, and we're back. There's also the who can stand up the longest. Kenny wins. He cheated.
Oh yeah, didn't he get like a device to stand for?
He gets
him?
A device that like fucking suspends him from the roof.
He just ends up hanging from his shoulders.
Yeah, he freaks out. Yeah, Kenny cheating is the fucking funniest thing. And they always have these rules that basically don't make any sense. Spenny always tries to get, it's like he makes all these excess rules
to make sure Kenny doesn't
and the, but the
cheat.
Rules they end up not making sense in relation to fucking the challenges.
Usually he's writing on a whiteboard. Yeah. And then Kenny will
spit on him.
Literally spit on him.
He spits on him. He kicks him. He just fucking torments him, dude. It's
and it's all because he pays Spenny. That rules.
Yeah, he does pay him. And then the funniest thing is at the end of the show when during the pandemic, they filmed Paldemic because Spenny was broke. And his son has like autism or something.
Are you serious right now?
Yeah, you didn't know this.
I didn't watch
this. So they filmed a thing called the Paldemic because Spenny was so broke he couldn't afford like his kids' fucking medical bills.
Job.
He didn't have a job. He didn't have one. He's a blues musician. And he fucking he literally just didn't have a job. Dude, he's gonna get wind of this. He's gonna freak out.
Good. Fuck you, dude.
All day, nigga.
I hope he does.
He's gonna fucking hear about this. It's so funny.
Like, blues music is pretty easy to play as far as like chord progression and everything.
Yeah, but he's Canadian. He's Canadian.
Yeah. What do they know about blues?
Shit about anything.
We stole it from black people. They stole
they
it
were
from
American.
Us. They're worse.
God, I gotta edit this episode now.
All they have is Rush.
Yeah, and Neil Young.
Do they?
No, we have Neil. But, so, anyways, yeah, no, they filmed the Paldemic, and he, like, because he couldn't afford shit, and so Kenny fakes that, like, they're getting the show back together. and he pays him, and he like makes him eat toilet paper and shit. This man is like 55 years old, and he's eating toilet paper in Kenny's luxury apartment.
So he basically convinced him that, hey, you're gonna be getting a steady paycheck again because the show's coming.
Yeah, sort of. Yeah.
What will you do?
Yeah, and then they like did a tour, and they did like a tour and did like live shows and like discussed the show, and Kenny just fucks with him a ton more.
I need to watch this.
Yeah, but they're like 50 now, so it's like...
They're all gray and like really tired. But Kenny still seems to have the same energy.
Yeah, he does. I actually was reading a thread on this the other day on Reddit, and someone was like, yeah, I saw Kenny Hotz in like downtown Brooklyn. He's one like... He's like one downtrodden looking Jonah.
He looks depressed, for
he
sure.
He looks insane. He has a huge beard. His hair is all over the place. He's fucking disgusting.
Yeah, he can't dress properly.
Kind of like me, wearing Uggs.
You got it down today. You're looking better on camera.
I got yelled at by my fucking my GF. Okay, so then there's who can sit on the cow the longest.
Cow? What'd you say?
Who can sit on a cow the longest?
I don't know. I don't remember that.
Kenny wins. He cheated.
It's just a fake cow.
Yeah, he like, what does he do? He throws something. So they both get to pick their own cow, and Kenny finds like the most docile cow for him to sit on, and he finds a really skittish one for Spenny.
It's a bull. Yeah.
And he throws a dog toy at Spenny's cow once the competition starts, and the cow goes into a stampede. And Spenny falls off into cow shit.
So that's a quick episode, huh?
Yeah, that one kind of sucked. I didn't really like that one. There's also funny. This is a funny one. It's who's the sanest, like who's the most sane. Spenny actually wins this one because they think Kenny is like maniacal, So like, which he is. He's
fucking, very maniacal.
He's a fucking troll. So the records are now 3-1. And the punishment was to streak through the streets.
The punishments in season one were pretty weak.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. They get progressively worse.
It's like try to kiss people in public.
Yeah. Oh, this is a good one. Who can earn the most money in 3 days?
That was a good one.
Yes. Benny, ends up winning because he puts money on a horse. Remember?
Oh, he just won at gambling.
Yeah. He somehow picked the one horse that would win, and he wins, like $1,000. And then, but the thing is, Kenny, like, he's like makes money using the show. So he like is making commercials for like local bands and shit.
Oh my God.
Yeah. It's funny as fuck. And then, Kenny had to drink brewed coffee with Spenny's underwear. That's pretty bad.
I remember, I don't know when this comes up, but I remember the Who Can Stay Awake the Longest was really fucking good.
We already went over that one.
Oh, well, I forgot already. Really?
Yes. It's the second
one.
Yeah,
it was the arm.
We were just talking about that with the beep.
The amount of caffeine they were drinking was fucking hilarious. Like, Kenny, there's like shots of him just eating ground coffee. Yeah, he's like
eating the fucking instant coffee. And then Spenny was like, I'm doing this straight. I don't drink coffee. Fucking retard. And then who does she like better? It's when they what the fuck. They go on a date with the same chick. They take the same chick on a date.
I don't remember this one either.
Yeah, they take the same chick on a date, and what Kenny ends up doing is he sets the girl that he goes on a date with up with his friend who's an actor. He acts like he's Spenny and he acts like a dick. And then he sets up Spenny with his other friend, who's the woman, who pretends that...
Jesus.
Yeah.
There's so much thinking behind it.
Yeah, dude. So he sends Spenny on a date with the wrong person. And he sends the person on a wrong date with his friend. And then he fucking is like... he has the girl that Spenny goes on a date with talk about how great Kenny is the whole time. So Spenny starts spiraling out of control. He's like, what do you mean? He's not great. He's an asshole. He's a fucking asshole. He's like, it's freaking out. So fucking funny.
That's like, so you're already seeing a trend even through like the first five episodes where it's just.
Yeah, it's, and I've skipped a couple, but yeah, it's just like, it's all, he just is so maniacal. And
it's almost like what I was telling you earlier off mic. It was like, it's a really good experiment of human trolling one another.
Yeah.
Because it's basically just what Kenny does every single episode.
He trolls him into oblivion, and it's so funny. Who can stay blindfolded the longest? Kenny won. He cheated.
For Kenny wins almost all of them.
Yeah. Kenny avoided wearing the blindfold for most of the competition. He enlisted the help of a friend to torture Spenny whilst he was blindfolded.
I remember one of the episodes, he just had like a stand-in dude from the whole time, and just like, he had a guy in his room that Spenny thought was him.
I think that's this one.
That was that one?
I think that's this one, yeah.
It's fucking genius.
Yeah. That's so funny. Then there's
False Flag.
Beauty pageant. I didn't remember that one. Spenny won. Of course, yeah, the gay one.
Creepy. Spenny wins the beauty pageant one.
Who can win a series of mini competitions? I didn't really like that one. Kenny won. Who can put on a better fashion show? I hated this one.
Yeah, I feel like I didn't either because I don't remember it.
Kenny wins this one, but I remember Spenny like has a...
Is he trying to be serious?
Yeah, and he's like, I'm going to... He made a bunch of clothes out of flags, and was like, I said flags, folks. He
said, L.
You made a bunch of clothes out of flags.
All day, nigga.
Made a bunch of clothes out of flags, and was like, it's going to unite the world.
What a loser.
Yeah, he was like, serious.
What? That's another thing I remember about the show. You're watching it and you're like, Spenny's a fucking loser.
Yeah, there was one and it was like, who can like first one to laugh lose. Yeah, first one to laugh loses. And Spencer starts like reading books about the Holocaust and like watching Hitler speeches to like make himself sad.
It's only gonna make Kenny laugh.
Yeah, which is
actually kind of a good strat.
It almost did. Who can say handcuff the longest? Kenny, it says, arguably cheated.
You could say that about all of them almost.
Well, he does cheat. This one's arguably. Kenny made himself as repulsive as possible to Spenny prior to the start of the competition. by drinking a cocktail of smelly foods. Yeah, I kind of remember this one.
Yeah, he like stunk the whole time. Yeah. He like ate garlic and shit.
Then there was Who Could Put On the Best Concert. This is the funniest fucking thing in ever.
That's cringy already.
Remember when Spenny, he writes that song?
Yes.
and he like takes his shirt off and he starts like a serious band.
Like he's very serious about it.
And that's the funniest thing about Spenny is he wants to be a serious artist, but he's trapped into being this like comedic like
clown.
Like he's not even a clown. He's beneath a clown.
He's like a trolled clown. He's like the most unfunny clown.
It'd be like if you had a party and you had to hire a clown and the clown didn't want to be there. And his friend signed him up. His friend signed him up for it. Oh my god. Yeah. So
this is gonna be I'm gonna watch this show over again. It'll be like the fourth time.
Yeah, I've watched the show. Thank I was showing YouTube. This show to people in rehab. It was fucking awesome. Dude, people in rehab loved this show. They thought it was
sick.
Like
the one thing that's not getting them the relapse.
Yeah, Kenny versus Spenny.
Yeah, this Spenny. Guy, Spenny sucks.
Spenny's fucking gay.
All day, it might probably relapse.
Oh my god, dude. Yeah, no, but the fucking musical one is funny as hell because Kenny hires like a children's choir, and it's Don't Forget the Children.
Oh, God, I remember this.
They are smarter than you. And then fucking what he does is he takes a bunch of, who is it? He uses someone's voice and he edits together from video of them calling and leaving a voice. Oh, yeah, that's what he does. He chops together Spenny's voice. And he calls the band members and leaves voicemails on their phones saying, guys, the competition has been canceled. Seriously, don't show up. I'm serious. Yeah. He cuts together a bunch of footage of him saying those words and turns it into a voicemail. Yeah.
It's like the original ChatGPT.
Yeah. And then, and then Spenny shows up shirtless to like perform a song in front of the judges and his band doesn't show
which
up.
Which is very alarming. You're going to show up shirtless with a bunch of kids.
Yeah.
Jesus.
And then all the kids are calling him like a loser and a fucking gaylord and he's like freaking out.
It's so easy to hate this guy Spenny if you haven't seen the show. Oh my
dude,
god.
I just keep picturing him watching this episode freaking out.
It seems like we're piling on, but we're literally just reading the show. And he does suck.
Okay. Then there's Who's the Better Parent? Kenny cheated and he won. This is like they get like these like robot babies and they like the babies track like how well you're taking care of them.
Oh yeah, like how much they
cry.
And
Kenny swaps theirs out and he kills Spenny's baby.
He gets a like shaking death syndrome or whatever.
Yeah, he gives it fucking, hell yeah. Yeah, he gives it fucking SIDS or whatever.
Damn.
Then there's Who Do Kids Like the Most? Kenny wins. So right now, on season dude, okay, the records are insane. So for season one,
how many episodes?
Spenny wins twice. So he goes 2 for 8.
Dang.
And then season two, Spenny's only won, I don't know.
Probably one.
Yeah, he's won one at this
point. Kenny's the regular Mel Gibson, undefeated.
And then there's Who's the Strongest? Kenny.
God, dude, I just keep remembering when you say a show title, how serious Spenny takes some of them.
No, he takes them so fucking serious. Yeah, and so, yeah, that's what it is. Kenny's sister starts working out, and he starts saying, like, how strong she's getting. And then Spenny starts working out for it, and then he convinces Spenny that she's taking steroids. And then...
If you were with him, you would just convince Spenny to do Tren and Deca.
And then, yeah. So anyway, he's trained. And then Spenny gets hurt. He hurts his arm and he refuses to lift any weights.
I'm too hurt. God, I'm too fucking hurt.
Yeah. Then there's Who Can Make the Most Convincing Women. Spenny wins that one.
Easy.
Yeah. I remember this one. Like, they both dressed up in drag and then... Yeah, they invite Spenny's uncle over to dinner. Yeah, that's what it is. So there's like 3 or 4 women that are like supposed to judge like who's a better woman. And so what Kenny does to sabotage him is he invites Spencer's uncle over to like think he's gay. Yeah. Yeah, that was pretty great.
Oh, that fucking, I don't remember a lot of these. It's kind of weird.
Imagine me and you doing that, and then you inviting my dad over.
The problem is, if we ever did these shows, I would just be convinced every single thing is a troll and don't fall for anything. And at the same time, I'd fall for everything because of that.
Yeah.
I'd just be confused.
I would have to troll you, but what I said...
All day, nigga.
No, imagine if we had to dress up like women and you invited my dad over.
If you'd like to support the show, please go to patreon.com/duhheads. We have exclusive content, exclusive episodes, and tons of other great stuff. I also sell exclusive merchandise, both duhheads and my own, on izzygoat.com. You can click the link in the description below. We currently have a Chinese Kanye West t-shirt. We also have a zany P. Diddy Joker tee, as well as some other great stuff coming soon. Also, of course, I've told you this before, but baby, go to Izzy and Griffin on Spotify. All right, that's enough of that. That's enough of that. Get back to the show. Get back to listening to Rain be retarded. He's an idiot. He's such a retard.
Oh my God. He would get mad at you more than me, for sure.
Freak out. He would literally lose his mind. If we were in drag,
he'd be like, You thought I was funny. Like, are you doing shows for kids now?
Well, I'm the Joker, baby.
That's so funny. Okay. Then there's Who's the Best Male Stripper? I actually never watched that one. I've seen every single one except that one. I'm all, it's too good.
That seems a little like they had that idea like a month before they started filming. Hey, here's a funny topic. And it's not that funny.
I don't think that's a good one. Who's the best figure skater? This one's funny. Kenny pretends like he breaks his leg. And then he has the EMT guy come and he like literally fakes.
Oh, yeah. Put blood on the ice for him and everything.
And they like put like a fake bone coming out of his leg.
Yeah. Spenny's like almost crying. It's,
yeah. And then he makes Spenny take care of him for like a month. This one's funny. Who can survive in the woods the longest? They both quit.
They're both fucking soft asses.
Yeah, but Kenny smuggles. No, but they didn't have any items at all. Like, it was just them and their clothes. Oh, that's such poor planning.
That's pretty rough.
That'd be like if me and you had like an hour to plan a show. We're like, well, let's just go see who could go live out in the desert the longest.
Who can suffer longer? That's basically what that is.
Yeah, that's so fucking funny. Yeah, but Kenny smuggles a magnifying glass and he starts a fire and then they start fighting and the crew. Oh yeah. This is when the crew has to break up their fight. They're having a fist fight. The crew has to break it up. Yeah.
Like I said, I need to go back and watch some of these. This sounds fucking fire, dude.
Yeah, dude, this show's so funny. First one to use their arms loses. yeah. Kenny hires a midget. And he straps it to himself.
Oh, yeah. He just has him do everything for him.
Yeah, because you're not allowed to, like... you're not allowed to fucking, like...
basically move anyone, your shoulder.
You can't have anyone do anything for you, either. So you can't ask the crew to, like...
So you couldn't do it with your feet?
You could.
Oh, okay. Oh, I'm kidding. I don't remember.
Wait, first one...
I can pick shit up with my feet easy. I can draw.
Like a chimp?
Yeah.
Like an ape?
Yeah, dude, I got toe feet.
You got toe feet. This one's one of my favorites. Who can win a court case? Because they're both Jewish. Well, actually, Spencer's not Jewish. He like went to a Jewish school.
He just grew up around them a lot?
Yeah, he's like,
Kenny,
he's like Christian.
You can see the Jonah, but what?
No, yeah, Kenny's Jonah. He's a Jonah.
Yeah, easy.
No, but Spencer, like, he's Christian, I think, and he went to a Jewish school. Or he went to, like, some rich school.
This guy's a mess.
yeah, so Kenny takes Spenny to court to claim he owed him money. And he, like, he brings up receipts of, like, years of them, like, going on business trips and stuff. That'd be like if you were like, hey, dude.
I remember this.
Yeah, yeah. And Spenny hires one lawyer, and then Kenny hires a team of lawyers.
Like four, like, super smart lawyers, right?
Yeah. And then Spenny's lawyer argues it's, like, statute of limitations. But then Kenny's lawyers are like, this lawyer's a fucking retard. That's like not how statute of limitations works.
But that's how lawyers work. Let me tell you, dude, the amount of, like, cause I work in a law firm, the amount of lawyers that just scream on the phone.
Really?
It's insane. It's fucking crazy. They're like, you're fucking stupid and your client's a fucking idiot. It's like,
why do they,
and they win the case.
they're yelling at their opposing lawyer.
Yeah. The opposing counsel. Why? About their dumb client. Like, and sometimes the other attorney agrees. They're like, yeah, I'm getting paid, dude.
Yeah, that's true. Well, I guess if you don't win, you don't get hired.
Yeah, like, don't knock the Jonas.
Shabbat shalom.
All day, nigga.
Inshallah.
Inshallah. Then there's who can live in a van the longest? That one's...
Kenny wins. I remember.
There's no... It's a tie.
Really?
No, yeah. Which is weird because Spenny ends up winning...
Wait, is that the one where they live?
That's
in the
one
same?
Where there's like electrical equipment that drains the battery, and the van can't be started.
That's when they live in the same van together, right?
Yeah.
I remember. Kenny lives in the back, and then Spenny lives in the back, and then Kenny just trolls him the whole time, right? I don't remember.
Yeah. And then like, and Kenny, like, he's making like hamburgers and shit in the back, and he sets up the whole inside of the van like it's like a little like
he has like
RV.
A date and everything.
Yeah, he has a date in there and shit. And then damn, we're only on season two.
That's what I'm saying. This is a long one. So much awesome show here.
Yeah, then there's who can drink more beer. This was a good one.
That one was good.
That's a good one. Kenny cheats and he has non-alcoholic beer.
Yeah, and he actually does a pretty good job of like acting drunk. Like, you know, that random stumble you get.
Yeah. Well, and then Spenny, like, gets legit.
Tanked.
He gets tanked, and then he gets violent.
He seems like one of those super insecure dudes that, like, when he gets drunk, he's like, I need to prove it. I need to fit.
Yeah, he gets, he, like, allows himself to hit people.
That's crazy.
Dude, as much as I drank, I was never someone to, like, hit people.
I've never like punched somebody out of fun before. That's the weirdest. That's the weirdest shit to me. Like, hey, dude,
to hit someone.
How you doing? It's fucking weird.
Fucking gay, dude. Then there's who could stay naked the longest. I don't remember this one.
It's pretty much who has the smaller bird.
Spenny stood on a street busy corner dressed as a town crier and proclaimed to have a small penis. I don't remember this one.
I don't either.
Spenny bought Kenny a first-class ticket to Las Vegas. I don't remember that one. Next one.
The fuck? That's a whole show?
Who has the biggest balls?
Like doing stuff?
Yeah.
It's like, that's a short episode. You just measure them, and probably Kenny wins because he's a Jonah.
Then there was who do old people like more? They hated Spenny. I remember they just fucking hated him. They thought he was a fucking idiot.
Old people are real. Yeah. And if you watch this show, you will not like Spenny.
You start off liking him. I started off liking him.
Yeah, you're like, oh, I get it.
Because
he's trying to be genuine.
You feel bad for him because he's genuinely trying really hard. And
he give up quick. Fuck this guy.
Fucking damn it. I keep almost slipping.
You're not, though. Look at you.
All day, nigga.
All right. Who can dance the longest?
I remember this.
It's not this one. The singing the longest. I fucking hate that episode.
The dancing the longest reminds me of one of my favorite It's Always Sunny episodes. The gang dances the rest of, they have like a dance marathon competition to see who wins.
Oh, yeah. I remember that one.
I wonder if they stole it from Kenny versus Spenny.
Probably. First one to talk loses.
I'm autistic. Oh. I'd win that shit for months. That'd be the longest show ever.
I would not.
No, I'd win.
I wonder how many words a day I say.
Big labia energy.
What if I eat a little cheese every day?
Just keep it.
It's like
I
have a tolerance.
Yeah,
for cheese.
Good
same
job
with cats.
Building up your tolerance.
Like if I pet a cat every day for the first week or two.
I thought you were going to say if I eat a cat a little bit every day, starting at the tail and just ate a little bit, then I'd be fine. But if I didn't eat a cat for 3 months.
I would totally start at the face. Why would you start at the tail?
If someone put a gun to my head and said, eat this cat.
I'm trying to think of
we're
an acceptable
still talking
scenario.
About a feline, right?
Oh, did you think I was talking about pussy?
Maybe. It could go there.
I don't want to eat a cat. I want to eat a pussy.
Yeah, I think you do a lot.
I do a lot.
Mine are very little until we start podcasting.
Yeah. Yeah, I wonder.
It's probably why my stories are so long.
You gotta let it out. You gotta let it out. there's who's funnier. Oh, this is amazing.
That was
this
a good one.
Do you remember this one?
I remember the like the bantering of like when they're trying to like describe what funny is. So like Spenny's
like, well, okay.
Spenny's yeah. really gay about it.
This is okay, but this one is one of the meanest things on the show.
Good.
So Spenny is obviously taking the challenge very seriously. And Kenny mails him a fake letter from the Ministry of Health informing him that he has HIV.
Ministry of Health is like official Canada, right?
Yeah, that's their okay. like, yeah. That's their fucking governmental health agency, CDC, Fauci.
Got it.
Buzzwords, vaccine. Hit them all. COVID-19.
Covered, yeah.
It's all, no, Jonah.
Kobe Bryant.
The Jonas. So anyways, back to the Jonas. Let's talk about some real stuff.
That's what the show's about.
Yeah, getting to the bottom of things.
But yeah, the last one was who's funnier?
No. Yeah, who's funnier? So then they go to a stand-up comedy club, and Spenny's actually doing really well. He's doing really good. And then he just breaks down, and then he's like, guys, I gotta be serious for a minute. I have AIDS. and he ends up having to leave. We should watch that tonight.
That would be good. That's you should, next time you do an open mic, just do what
that bit. God, dude. I've thought about like doing stand-up again and then just thinking about having to go to around an open mic with all the fucking... I can't just go straight to featuring.
No. You have to like kill yourself with... I don't get this whole fucking...
I don't get... No, dude. That's fucking gay.
Because that's not how...
Dude, comedy's gay.
They're like, you gotta suck for 10 whole years.
But like, then... I mean, when you do see good comedians, you know.
No, it's a pleasure to see, but that's also crazy to think that, you know, it couldn't be that good. It's like, there's not that many good comedians. Don't think you're just immediately funny, fucking loser.
Yeah, speaking of that, I just saw my good friend Nick Mullen last night live, great improv.
Was he good?
Very good.
Because I've never, despite what fans think, I've never really listened to Cumtown. But he seems like he'd have a good like stand-up set.
No, his stand-up is like really good.
Yeah, if you didn't see him on like a hammered, fucking Thursday, I would have gone.
Yeah, should have went today.
He played on Friday? And...
Wait, what?
He's playing tonight?
Yeah, like the whole weekend.
Well, we have to podcast.
Yep, we got to pod,
and
baby.
You work on the weekends like a Jonah.
Yeah, I know. Fucking arigato. The next one is first one to be mean loses.
Ooh.
That one is very funny.
Yeah, because Spenny likes to think of himself as like a nice person.
Yeah, he does have a very holier than thou, I do no wrong, like, I'm genuinely a good guy fucking shtick.
And he's not.
Yeah, he's kind of...
He's kind of an ass.
Yeah. He's one of those people who doesn't know that he's like kind of a piece of shit.
He like comes off weird. He
all day nigga.
He might be super autistic.
Yeah, he could be.
Because he doesn't understand how he comes off.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Rocks,
they said my dick is small.
Oh, shit, dude. Sometimes I get fucking the fucking topic essays. The topic essays, they constrict me.
That's art.
No, it's not. No? It's fucking gay.
All day, nigga.
I just thought that was like how creative people think.
What? Constricted?
Yeah.
I thought
your thoughts constrict you.
That's how autistic people think. Yeah, exactly.
You don't just wake up with like a baseline in your head every morning?
Oh no, I wake up with like just manic screaming thoughts. Yeah, I'm like, I gotta go to fucking Muay Thai. I'm crazy. I gotta fucking fuck.
I wake up and I'm just like,
no, this is what I do. Literally, the best time for me to podcast for like my solo one is like in the morning, right when I've had coffee. Like literally immediately. Hello. I just bust out 15 minutes because I'm still kind of loopy and sleepy, but I'm also like, I'm waking up.
But you're yeah, that's fucked up.
And yeah, it's
I'm gonna try to pinpoint those episodes now.
It's all of them. It's been all, it's the last 2 weeks. It's like been every single one.
You just wake up and record.
Yeah. Well, I wake up and I drive to Starbucks and I get angrier and angrier the closer I get. And then I get there and then there's someone in front of me with a fucking license plate that says Hufflepuff. And I just want to fucking stab them in the throat.
That kind of describes LA. Like,
yeah,
get behind a lifter truck with a Hufflepuff.
Dude, that's plate. Crazy. You saw the video, right?
Yeah.
It's fucking nuts.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I'd get it if it was like a VW Bug or something like cute, like a smart car or something.
It's yeah, not. It's like, what?
Even a Tesla would make sense.
Dude, I love how you know about this from my podcast. You're like, I need to get into the mind of
Mencia. How you know I listen. I'm one of your listeners.
All day, nigga.
Oh, my God.
It's fucking hilarious, dude. Oh, my God. Okay.
How
okay.
long until this just devolves into Kenny versus Spenny? Like, it's not working, guys. We need views. We're going to start fucking with each other.
No, we have our ratios are good.
Yeah, it's all about the ratio.
It's all about the ratio, baby.
It's about the length and girth.
You know, it's not about the views, man.
It's about the girth.
It's not about the views. It's about the girth. So yeah. They said, oh, I'm pretty sure a very famous amateur porn star and her partner came into my restaurant recently.
How amateur? Actually don't even know if she's
like,
pro.
Big enough to like you might know about her.
What's her name?
Plains Girl?
Nope.
No.
No, but I haven't even heard about like popular fucking porn stars.
Yeah, I think I'm like 99% sure I saw her and like cuz she's in like one of those relationship ones.
Like OnlyFans thing where they just fuck on camera all the time?
Yeah.
That's pretty neat.
I'm pretty sure it was her.
What a good way to make money. Just sell your body.
Patreon. Go to Patreon. No.
You want to see us sell our body for money?
Patreon, I am baby. Right now. I'm literally.
Might show my butthole.
My back hurts, dude.
Your back hurts?
It's a chair, bro. I'm fucking
you need to lift more.
I need to.
I'm fucking swole, dude.
This one I didn't see either. Who's the better rapper?
I'm comedian David Race in Los Angeles. I host a celebrity-filled paranormal talk show like no other. Monstrosity has great guests answering weird questions. You won't believe the combo of celebrities and paranormal experts who've been on this show. I guarantee you'll like Monstrosity, or you get your time back. Go to monstrositypodcast.com right now and take a look.
Oh,
so crazy.
That's going to get racist.
I think this one, I'm pretty sure one of them does blackface.
Well, I know that was in like the controversy thing I pulled up. One of the top 10 things they did that they regret was blackface.
That's so fucking funny.
And you know it's Kenny's idea.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's like, you want to do something really edgy? Just paint herself black. Like, that's not going to work.
Well, he does like on multiple occasions dress up like Hitler.
It's insane. But when you think about old YouTube, you could get away with anything.
This
was on TV.
Okay.
Like in 2006, I remember this YouTube series of this dude in blackface with like a fake afro on, and his name was Voodoo Willie Ding Dong. I'm not. You can't find this shit. He literally scrubbed it from the internet because he was smart enough. It is a dude playing. He's like, let me tell you how to play blue guitar. He has like fucking buck teeth in. It was fucked. So I get how this was fine for TV. Too long of a story?
No. God damn
it. They said my dick is small.
No, it's not too long of a story. I'm thinking about, because I'm also hearing the audio late. Okay.
It's like sometimes when you're thinking, you look really frustrated.
What's your fucking tism? All right. First one to laugh loses. That's one of my favorite ones. That's when they invite their friend in and they're both trying to get each other to laugh, obviously, the whole time. And then they invite their friend in and he comes in and he like starts doing a striptease for Kenny. And he goes, I'm going to rip one in one too. And he fucking bends over and he farts. And Kenny loses his shit. They both lose their shit. It's very funny.
So no winner on that episode?
No, it's a draw. Well, actually, no. They are able to use the footage that they filmed with. The fact that I can remember most of this without looking at this, if I'm just reminded by the title.
That's how you know the episode was good.
Well, it shows that I'm autistic. But no, Spenny wins because they like watch the playback. Then there's the next one. You'd like this one. Who do gay guys like more?
I remember this one. I don't know if I was super entertained with it. I don't remember.
I don't remember.
You know
this
my
one
favorite
either.
One. Who can eat the most meat?
I didn't like that one.
You didn't like that one. You were disgusted, I think, a little bit. Kenny starts eating just raw meat. He goes crazy.
And he gets like really sick.
Yeah, until he gets like a stomach virus.
Yeah, because he's eating like fucking raw cow tongue.
You don't have to eat raw meat either. That's not the challenge. It's just who can eat the most meat.
I think one of my favorite, this is a good one. Who could wear a dead octopus on their head the longest?
I remember that. That one ends pretty quick, right?
No, he fucking doses Spenny.
With
and
what?
He gives him fucking LSD.
Whoa.
And he's like, yeah, the chemicals from the octopus are leaking into your brain. And he fucking triple doses him with LSD. And he takes all his clothes off and starts dancing in the rain outside. And then he takes the octopus off of his head and he like releases it into a lake.
So he loses because he's on acid?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Dude,
I don't think I've seen this one.
You haven't seen
it's probably been removed off YouTube for
no, it's on there. I watched it in rehab.
Can't even
all day, nigga.
You're in rehab. Everybody, yeah, watch dude. This shit.
All day, nigga.
Yeah, dude. I can rule. Yeah, baby. You thought I was killing you? That nigga munch. No, it's on loop. Fuck, we gotta fix that shit. Then there's who can win a 10-mile race. This is when Kenny tells Spenny that his mom died. they faked a funeral for
Jesus.
Kenny's mom.
Fuck.
And so Spenny like doesn't show up to the competition, and he ends up winning still because Kenny's like walking the mile so slow.
Yeah, Kenny is a very lazy Jonah. Yeah.
And there's a who can make a better porno. Never saw that one. That one definitely is not on YouTube.
No, that probably falls flat too.
Who can lift more weight with their genitals? Kenny wins because Spenny forfeited. Oh yeah,
you heard
oh, yeah, I remember this. Kenny lifted 5 fake bricks with his genitals, and Spenny believed they're real.
So he's like, "I'm not even doing that."
Yeah,
you win.
Yeah, who's cooler? Kenny wins because remember Spenny like. He like pretends to be like a fuck. He pretends to be like Johnny Depp. Basically,
dude, he walks in like Fonzie. Yeah. He has like a leather jacket on. He's a fucking loser, dude.
He's so gay.
Like the fact that someone thinks that's cool. Yeah. Like leather jacket and sunglasses.
Literally, that's what he does. That's so funny. Who could produce more semen?
Jackass did that.
They probably got it from Kenny vs. Spenny,
or vice versa. I
came out in 2006.
Jackass was first.
No way. What year?
I don't know, but it was the cum competition. It might have been their first movie.
Cum.
Let me Google cum Jackass. Bam Margera. Google Bam Margera for good measure.
Me, Big Bad. Oh, wow.
Jackass is old.
I didn't realize it was that
old. I remember being influenced by them by a little kid. I'm like, I'm not doing that. I had to get my dumb friend to go down a cart on a hill. You know, we were
go
so poor, we used to ride shovels down dirt hills.
Wait, what? How did you do that?
You take a, you know, a flathead shovel,
you sit
you
on
turn it?
It
around and sit on it, and you fucking slide down the dirt hill.
Fucking poor.
Yeah. That is real.
All day, nigga.
If you had a neighbor that had a snow shovel, even better.
Oh, that rocks, yeah.
Bigger place to sit.
Oh, dude, then there's a who could stay in a haunted house the longest. That's funny. That one's fucking funny.
I don't remember that one. I know Spenny loses.
Yeah, Spenny loses because Kenny, he like sabotages him. He
put like fake noises and stuff.
Yeah, and fucking ghosts and shit.
And he believes
fucking
it.
Fucking ghouls.
Just have a ghoul come out.
Ghouls in there. No, I remember what happens is like they both end up running out of the house. Spenny chains him. Kenny chains him to like a fucking like a water heater.
So he can't get out?
Yeah, he made it so he can't get out. And he fucking chains him to it. And then, like, Kenny ends up getting scared and he runs out. And, like, I guess the house ends up shaking because there's, like, a giant tractor outside. So, like, it makes it seem like there's actually a ghost.
We should do that.
I ain't fucking with no ghosts.
Let's fuck with some ghosts. We're in LA.
All day, nigga.
There has to be a bunch of haunted places.
I don't know, dude.
Oh. Sounds kind of gay when I.
Are you scared of no ghosts?
I ain't scared of no ghosts.
You thought I was playing? That nigga munch. You thought I was playing? That nigga loose. Damn it. Dude, is this a Patreon too?
Fuck no, dude. We're teaching people about Kenny versus Kenny. Greatest thing Canada has ever done.
Oh, who can catch a bigger fish? Kenny wins, he cheats.
Which is crazy because that should be all luck.
No, he hides a fish on board like a giant fish.
He catches a dead fish.
Who can imitate the other guy better? That one's so fucking funny.
Oh, that is so funny. When Spenny tries to be like Kenny, he's like, oh, look at me. I'm offensive and I'm doing this.
Yeah. He's doing so like, funny. I'm so offensive. I'm offensive. And then Kenny keeps doing Spenny and he's like, stop doing that. And Spenny's like, I don't sound like that. And he starts freaking out the whole time.
Oh, I love that episode.
Yeah, that's a good one. Oh, yeah, that's a really good one. Then there's arm wrestling competition, who can be homeless. Those ones are why. First guy to get a boner loses. Kenny cheats. He hires like strippers or something. Who can blow the biggest fart? Yeah,
we're in the
dude. Kenny blows a fart that measures 26.8 decibels.
Yeah, they have decibel meters like attached to their butts that episode, right? Yeah, that's one that I'm not a fan of because they're getting along a little too much. Kenny and Spenny are—they're
supposed to not get along.
Yeah, hate each other more.
Yeah,
don't be nice.
Who can eat more meat? That one do you like? Spenny wins. First guy to get a stain loses. That could be my favorite one.
That was a good one there.
When they're in the white suits, they look like little semen toad poles.
So, like at the beginning of every episode, they're kind of on like a love seat, like me and you, like close to each other, and they're describing the episode. And I remember the who can like not get a stain. They're like dressed in like all white suits, and immediately
he spits on him. Yeah, and
that's so funny.
The show is fucking disgusting. Like, oh my god, Kenny's always spitting, dude. It's,
yeah, the amount of times
it's vile.
Kenny spits on.
It's so vile, dude.
It's so
to
funny.
Spit on someone. You're just spitting on people.
Yeah,
dude.
Spitting
it's
on someone's
crazy.
Fucked up. But when it's someone like Spenny, you're like, nice. I'd do it too.
Dude, if you spit... Oh, you did spit on me in one of the episodes. You spit on me in episode 24.
On accident? God. Now you're making me feel vulnerable.
Oh, yeah. This
song rocks. They said my dick is small.
We're going to need a Dio one. Ride the lightning.
I almost put that on.
Ride
the lightning. Will you see the lightning's eyes?
Do you know you can literally pull those from his songs and it's going to be almost the same? There's a song where he's like, did you know the lightning is a fierce one when you're down on the rocks?
Along the last time the lightning goes, where the zombies grow in your love, you have gay
sex.
Okay, let's tone it down there.
You want gay sex?
No, me. I gotta tone it down.
Oh.
I'm being too with the dragon come and
turn it back up.
It's funny because we can sing now. We have in-ear monitors.
You're like, I can hear myself.
Oh, like, ride the lightning.
Ride the lightning.
You know, singers do that. That's when they're so singing. They like hold their ear.
You're holding the wrong fucking ear. You just want to change it to the microphone.
Nothing changes.
Because it'll fucking knock the monitor. Okay, first guy to stop singing loses. Ride the lightning. Will you see it in his eyes?
That'd be like, who can podcast the longest? I'd shoot myself.
How long do you think we could do, realistically? Could we do 24 hours? We could.
Dude, it would, that like 6-hour mark would be...
would be hellish.
And then we'd probably get past
you'd
that.
You'd probably
kinda
get
like
past
sleeping.
It. It's kind of like sleeping.
Like sleeping. You're tired for a little bit, and then you like... get manic and then really, really tired and then a little more manic.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like when you get like 4 hours
of sleep. I definitely give up first. I'd be like, this is fucking stupid.
Yeah, you even give up. I'd be like, come on, man. It's art.
For the bit, dude. 24 hours of podcasting.
You want to do it?
No. You're not even going to be here that long.
What?
You got to go to work.
Oh, no, not today.
All day, nigga.
Literally, that's how long a 24-hour podcast would be.
Oh, man.
Who can be obese the longest? That's so funny.
I'd win that one.
Kenny, no, what does Kenny do? He hires a fat guy or something fucking crazy. Who could commit the most crimes? Who could keep a dump in their pants the longest? That one's disgusting. Kenny takes his shit in his pants and then he gets a fucking hair dryer and he dries the shit in his own diaper.
I don't think I've seen that one either. You get a fucking infection from just having shit on your ass all day. Jesus.
Who could bone more women? Kenny did. He cheated. Who can wear a gorilla suit the longest? Kenny cheated.
That one was pretty funny.
That's a good one. They actually were able to, I don't know if it's proof, but that one, they think that there was some discrepancies. Might have been a little fake.
Well, I know Kenny, was that the one where Kenny had like someone just dress up in a gorilla costume?
Yeah. And he like shaved all the hair off of it and fucking, who could piss off more people? Kenny wins.
That is funny because Benny really tries to piss people off and he just offends them. He doesn't piss them off. He just says terrible shit to them.
Yeah, that one. Yeah, these are all.
Just berates people, basically.
Who's the best soldier? That one's really good.
Who's the best soldier? I don't remember that one, but.
Yeah, Kenny.
Wins.
Kenny wins. Yeah, because he intentionally acts like a bad soldier. He intentionally acts like a bad soldier, and then the guy's like, you fucking retard, fucking bitch. And then he, like, ends up being a good soldier.
Huh.
And then Spenny starts off like, yes, sir! He's serious.
I don't get how you've seen more episodes of the show I showed you.
I've seen... No, dude, we both know this. When I like something, I get obsessed with it.
Hmm.
Who's the better Jonah?
They really had an episode like that?
Yeah, who's the better Jonah?
I know who wins.
Who?
Kenny.
No, he doesn't. Spenny wins. Because the rabbi who's judging it says that Spenny tries harder because Spenny's not Jewish.
That's all he does is try.
Yeah, he tries so hard and Kenny's like, yep, ooh.
All day, Nick.
He's like, I have it bred into me, so I win.
Yeah, that's basically
what
he does.
Have you seen my mom? She's from Israel.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's pretty much... That's a lot of it. It's most of it.
How many episodes did they have in total? Do you know?
It's like six seasons, so I think it's like 60 or something.
So I don't know 70. If it's like U.S. syndication rules, but you got to hit 90 episodes to get syndication.
What is syndication technically?
I don't know, but I've heard people talk about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I have too. And it's, I think if a show is syndicated, it can be shown nationwide anywhere at any time, I think.
Which is good for the people on the show because you can just royalties. Keep making
yeah.
money for it.
We should syndicate this show. And if YouTube keeps fucking us, we're going to Rumble. So.
Or episode 90 is going to be a syndication celebration.
Episode 90, we're just like fucking figuring this out.
We need that. Pew, 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 pew.
Yeah, dude, I took that shit off. Bro.
We need that. You thought I was killing you? You know, that's the most Ice Spice I've ever heard in my life.
Ice Spice rules, dude. She's fucking great.
Her eyes are too round. Freaks me out.
Dude, we got to go back to regular episodes. I like doing the regulars.
What do you mean the regulars?
Just talking.
Just going off the rails.
I think
just
going off the rails.
Talking about Bam Margera and how he's obviously not fucking sober and he hasn't been sober.
Well, I think it's obvious he relapsed now because didn't Steve-O make a fucking post about him?
I think so, but I've known you for a while. I've seen what happens when people go sober. They lose weight, even when they're not trying.
Yeah.
And they're less red. Bam Margera,
the red goes away.
Yeah, Bam Margera stays red.
He's not. Well, you have to be sober for a substantial amount of time.
So I'm saying. How long do you have to be sober to be considered sober?
That's the thing.
Like, when do you get a first chip? Like, 1 month?
A day.
1 day.
No, literally, like, so... I mean, it depends. It's usually you get a 24-hour chip. So, like, if let's say I drank today. I didn't. I'm not going to. But if I was to drink today and I didn't drink tomorrow and I decided today I'm not drinking tomorrow and I wake up, I'm not drinking, I could get a chip. You can really decide to be sober whenever.
Oh, yeah, that does make sense.
Your clock starts when you start it.
That scares me. Sobriety scares me.
Yeah, because there's a guy on TikTok who's really big, and he's like, if you're not drinking, you're sober. And so he's someone who, like, he almost died of alcoholism, but he's not sober. He just drinks whenever he wants because he's like, well, being sober is not real, because as long as you're not actively ingesting drugs, you're sober, which is not true. But you see what I'm saying?
I do. That's like some fucking runaround bullshit.
Yeah. It's like what? It's like people who are like, well,
actually, capitalism is pretty fucking.
He goes into capitalism. Hell yeah. Well, we're going to hop over to the Patreon, folks.
Oh, let me talk about capitalism.
Yeah, I got to... Damn, I got to edit 2 fucking episodes.
Yeah, you went off the rails a little bit, buddy.
I said it. All right, well, we're out of this one, baby.
All day, nigga.
Oh, so you made it to the end of the show, but you don't want to go to our Patreon, huh? You just think that everything in this world is free. You think that we don't spend time, so much time, endless time on these... Patreon.com/TheHeads. Patreon.com/TheHeads. Patreon.com/